It was, of all things, a skiing accident that forced Matthew Barley to reassess what he was doing as a cellist and why he was doing it. Barley's career has always taken in the outer limits of concert music, but recently he began to give performances of Bach, at which he also spoke and explored some of what he sees as the healing universal components of the music. When we met at his house in Holland Park, he told me about the origins of this retuning of his attitude to music.
I had an extraordinary experience once listening to the Bach Chaconne in the Wigmore Hall. This was just after I'd come back from a very wonderful experience making music with Kogi Indians in South America. So I was really thinking very much about what music was and how and why it has this healing power. And I was sitting in the Wigmore listening to Bach and thinking, well, how does this relate to Bach? How does this relate to a concert hall and music for solo violin? While I was listening to the Chaconne, I had the distinct impression it was almost like a therapy session. I felt that my head was actually being ordered by this music. There was a sense of order, of proportion, of rationality that came in with the obvious emotion of this music, which I found extraordinary. Bach's music is very, very strong on an intellectual front. So if you choose to analyse the way he's written his music, in intellectual terms, it's really, really watertight. You know, it makes perfect sense. And yet it has an enormous emotional significance as well. And I think somehow that the way we receive that as human beings, it satisfies the head and the heart and the soul all at the same time. And that, I suppose, it has a sort of unifying power. And anything that is unifying is healing. I was 8 months off stage in 2008, which was an extraordinary experience. It was a time for me to sort of reflect an awful lot about what music was. I mean, it's very difficult playing the cello, and I think one finds, if you devote a life to that, that so much of your time is taken up with just trying to master the instrument, that you can lose sight of the really bigger picture. And I think it's so important as a musician to ask the really big questions, like, what is music for? When we're going out on stage, what are we actually doing that for? It has to be much bigger than because I want to earn money or because I want to be a great cellist. It's got to be a bigger answer than that. So the time off stage really afforded me a lot of time for reflection and time to look at what music has been historically in many different parts of the world. And I've talked a little bit about Native Indians in South America, but for instance, the ancient Chinese had some fascinating ideas about music. Music for them was one of the four ways of governing the people, which is absolutely fascinating. And the ancient Greeks had the same sorts of beliefs about the healing powers of music, and they would even have different modes, so different scales that were supposed to heal different emotional afflictions in people. They were very sort of cut and dried about it. Okay, you know, you're feeling a little bit angry today. Oh, you need a bit of Aeolian medicine or whatever it was. So all sorts of fascinating things, looking at music really outside of the spectrum of Western classical music, which is a relatively small part of the world's music, I think.
For the development of your own career, do you envisage things moving towards the idea that you're offering treatment as well as performance?
That's an interesting one. I don't know if you've seen that wonderful American TV series called In Treatment. Absolutely fantastic, Gabriel Byrne and co. So in that sense, probably not. But I mean, I think in a way, we can get very stuck on the language. I would say, you know, when Bernstein's conducting Mahler 5 at the Proms, such as I heard him do 20 years ago, that for me is deeply moving, powerful, emotional experience. And I come out of that feeling inspired and enervated and elevated in all sorts of ways. It would be very easy to change all that language To say I felt it was a deeply therapeutic experience. I felt like I'd received some powerful spiritual treatment. You know, I could easily put it into that language, and yet it's still the same thing, really. Huge amounts of Bach's music was written to heal. And it's something that I think we forget about Bach because we live in such a secular world and our concert tradition has become so secular in these days. And there's nothing wrong with that. I love a good concert. But I just find it fascinating that, you know, one would think of Bach as being one of the cornerstones of our concert tradition. And yes, that is true. And yet, actually, maybe he has more in common with the Icaros of South America in the intention of his music.
And as well as intention, what about the actual substance of the music?
Obviously, the building blocks of literature are words, and words are very much a human construct, whereas the building blocks of music are notes, which are part of the universe around us and have been since the beginning of time. So, for instance, a clap of thunder, if you take a note from that clap of thunder and if you analyse it on a spectroscope, it will contain the harmonic series. A twig snapping in a wood will contain the harmonic series. The song of a bird will contain the harmonic series. And the harmonic series is a series of notes which come from the fundamental. So if I sing la, that's the fundamental. But la, la, an octave above would be the first harmonic. And then la, 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 a fifth above, that second harmonic, would be the third harmonic. And so on, this series of harmonics stretches right up. And this series of harmonics contains all the rules of the harmonic language of the great compositional masters. It's interesting to reflect that this is not a man-made idea. So the harmony in a Bach prelude or the harmony in a status quo song, which is alarmingly similar to that of a Bach prelude. Chords 1, 4 and 5 would be predominant. These are not human constructs. If you like, they're something that we as humans have extracted from a natural phenomenon, which is the harmonic series. So for me, I think this probably explains a large part of why music is so universally powerful, is because it's not really a human invention. It's something that we've taken from the universe around us.
That's quite enough of that. I was talking there to Matthew Barley in his latest album, Around Britain, featuring music by Bach and Benjamin Britten, is out now.